tonight and I'm Maria Shakil. It is an elite exam and it is in the eye of a massive storm. This week, NEET hogged all headlines and for all the wrong reasons. From allegations of paper leaks to malpractices, NEET, the exam for admissions into medical colleges in the country, has been at the center of the controversy. Take this. It's just one exam. 24 lakh students appeared for it. But there are over 60 toppers, a bunch of them from just one center, scoring 720 out of 720 marks, which was unimaginable till date. Not just this, hundreds of them scored 719 and 718 marks, which again is completely impossible in the NEET marking system. The NTA, which is the National Testing Agency, has said that these scores were due to grace marks given to some students at some centers where there were glitches and students lost time. The Supreme Court has ordered a retest for 1,563 students who got the grace marks. But the larger aspirant community wants the exams scrapped and are demanding a retest for all. The issue has also taken a political turn, especially the DMK upping the ante and demanding that the NEET be scrapped totally. They are also threatening to raise the issue in the upcoming session of Parliament. The Education Minister met a group of students and their parents and assured them that action will be taken. And in an exclusive interview with me, Mr. Dharmendra Pradhan ruled out scrapping of NEET and insisted that the exam was clean. Let's listen into the minister first, and then the larger debate will begin on, is NEET actually clean? And who is playing with the lives of lakhs of aspirants, and what really is the way forward? Mr. Pradhan, really appreciate your time. You're back from Odisha after a lot of hard work there, and you're back in the midst of a crisis. How will you restore faith of students in NTA and also in NEET as an institution, as an examination?
I assure all the students through you, there should not be any panic among the students. Some anomalies has come in front of government. We are aware about the issue. We are concerned about the issue. Honorable Supreme Court has given some beautiful judgment yesterday only. There should not be any confusion after that. 1,563 students will be get opportunity to reappear in the NEET. This one part has been covered and one part has been solved. Those who are interested, they can opt for the retest in the specific six center where the allegation was they did not get any proper time. They will be given proper time. They will be given an opportunity for the re-examination. That has been given, the direction has been given by Honorable Supreme Court. That is covered. How many students are coming for the re-examination.
Mr. Pradhan, one view is that the NTA acted only after Supreme Court's intervention. Otherwise, students were protesting all over the country and there was nobody to listen to them.
No. I don't think the information is not so correct. Because NTA has come after this anomaly, not given proper time, NTA has come out with a formula. That formula has also given by one of the judgment in Supreme Court regarding the CLAT entrance examination. They come out with some grace mark formula, which has been little bit, some anomalies came out through that, because six students came out as the highest scorer in the list. That became eyesore from the among the students. There was a protest against that decision. Then NTA and government intervened, and government directed NTA to come out with some transparent policy. They formed an academic committee. The academic committee recommended for retesting of the respective students in those six centers. And Honorable Supreme Court yesterday, and by this time there are 41 petitions are there in the different high courts and in front of Supreme Court. Clubbing all together, Honorable Supreme Court has yesterday given, those 1,563 students should give him opportunity, those who lost time in the 5th May, they should give an opportunity for the retesting, and they are given the opportunity for the retesting.
What about the entire controversy around paper leak,
from Patna to Godhra. FIRs have been filed. And, you know, there is a larger question also that even if you order retest for a select few, the entire transparency of this process has been affected.
Yes, there are certain allegations, there are certain news information come up from two respective spaces. Let us wait for the full investigation. Concerned competent authority are on the job of that. And all these things has been put in front of, some of the petition has also mentioned all these things in front of Honorable Supreme Court. And Honorable Supreme Court is also looking into that aspect. And government, they have given notice to central government to give reply on all this issue, also to NTA. Let us wait for the 8th July, how Supreme Court is going to pronounce its judicious judgment. And nothing to hide, because now, this year, around 23,33,000 students appeared in the NEET examination. There are 4,750 examination centers. Examination are conducted in 14 overseas centers. 13 languages is the medium of entrance in all these centers. Among us, there is a huge dimension of this examination. And yes, there are certain allegations in two centers. Let us wait for the total investigation report. And I assure you, through you, government is very transparent on all this issue. Nothing to hide. Those who are involved in the misdeed, they will be severely punished.
So only yesterday you had said that there was no paper leak.
But there is no evidence.
There is no evidence.
There are allegations. There are allegations, and competent authority are into the job how things are coming out.
But because of the sheer scale of which you just spoke about, 23 lakh students appear all over India, 13 plus languages in which this, you know, examinations are conducted. But if students do not have faith in the process, then how will you assure them? Because just few minutes back, you had a meeting with the delegation of students and their parents.
I think I talked to the respective students and I listened their grievances and I assure them, have faith on government and look into our policies, look into our commitment. There is no lack of intention. Yes, when you organize such a huge entrance examination, don't judge us by anomalies of one or two centers. And they will be carved out. They will be in the sixth center. Some anomalies came in front of system. And we have solved that problem with the guidance of Supreme Court. And I think this will also be solved.
What about NTA as a body? Are they failing to ensure that students have faith in them? Because they are saying that there is a need for a CBI probe, a Supreme Court monitored probe.
Maybe some of them have given allegation is that. Let us see how court is giving its opinion.
So you're waiting for the court's judgment. My last question, how are you looking at the allegations that are coming in from opposition?
The opposition has lost election severely in this last Lok Sabha and Vidhan Sabha election. I don't give much importance to opposition's allegation. My responsibility to assure the entire student community, entire parents, they should be assured that there is a transparency, there is no malafide intention from NT or government. We are assuring you there will be transparency in the selection process.
Will you also ensure action against NTA if the need be?
Whoever it may be, whether it is NT or somebody else, severe action will be taken.
And what do you say to DMK who has been demanding scrapping of NEET completely?
Why they are demanding scrapping of NTA?
NEET.
Why they are demanding scrapping of NEET? These are old demands.
Yes.
Last
Since
year
2017.
Only. Why? Because they want to, through their old practice, to stop their old practice, respective state or respective medical college will decide who will study in their institution. That has been, the controversy went to Supreme Court in few years ago. And Honorable Supreme Court has given this opinion, there should be authority to organize all India entrance test. NTA is the outcome of that. NTA is emerging as an organization since last 8 years. They are conducting good examination. Now they are conducting examination of more than 10 million students.
So there is no question of scrapping of NEET.
What is their necessity? Because they have a vested interest. There is a political stand. If I cite one example, last year NEET examination, topper of the NEET was a student from Tamil Nadu State Board in the rural area. So where is the allegation? What is their allegation? Now we are conducting examination in 13 regional languages. 4,750 centers are there. This year only 72 new cities has been included in the examination center. More than 600 new centers were opened in this entrance examination. We are expanding the NEET's NTA center for the NEET, JEE or CUET in the nook and corners of the country. We are giving access for education to all the citizens.
Looking to the camera, as there are a lot of questions that are being asked, what will you be telling the students of NEET? Because I've been speaking to a lot of them, and there is a great sense of concern, dilemma. They are staring at an uncertain future, sir.
I assure all the young friends, all the students, government is committed to protect their interests. Let them be assured there will be 100% transparency in the examination selection process. Examination selection process is already on. We are waiting for counselling. Things will be settled down. No culprit will be spared.
Thank you so much for speaking to NDTV, sir.
Thank you.
So, Education Minister, they're assuring students that they should have faith in the process and that any anomaly will be fixed and done away with completely. Let me bring in the guests on the big fight tonight. Dr. Manish Jangra is joining us here in the studio. He's the founder of Federation of All India Medical Association. We also have a father-son duo who actually went to meet the Education Minister, Harsh Dubey and Hari Om Dubey. Arushi Singh is joining us. We also have Vikas, who went to meet the Education Minister at the Shastri Bhavan office. Sumit Jain, co-founder of An Academy, is joining us. We have Praneet Mungali, educationist and trustee of Sanskriti Group of Schools. Dr. Archana Dhawan Bajaj is joining us as well. And Keshav Karunakar is against, he's the father of Arushi. And we also have Kashish Gupta. So a full panel, lot of voices, very interesting voices, very diverse voices. But first up, let's get a political counter to what the Education Minister was saying. Dr. Veeraswamy is MP of the DMK. He's joining us. Dr. Veeraswamy, the point being made here is that this is a process which is needed. It may have some issues, but why demand scrapping of it completely is the question that was asked. And I actually spoke about the point that was made by DMK, and you heard the response from the Education Minister.
Greetings to everyone. I, in fact, saw what the Education Minister had to say. And I have a few things which I can probably pick on that. Like, he said that the opposition has lost the elections, and so I would not want to consider about anything about what the opposition says, which I would very straight away want to object to. Because a party has lost elections, though we have the India Alliance has won so many MP seats in comparison to what the ruling dispensation had promised. So I do not want to politicize this issue. I only want to talk about the issue based on what the problems, inherent problems which are there. So first I would like to say that even if it is a single person asking a question, whether he has won an election or not lost an election, or even if it's a student who is asking, who has not contested any elections, I think the Education Minister and the government has to be able to respond to that point instead of talking about politics. That being said, the reason why we talk about NEET, which is not needed, is something where I am a doctor, I am a plastic surgeon, and I did not go through a process of NEET. And well, for several decades, the education system in India, and especially in Tamil Nadu, where Tamil Nadu is considered as one of the pioneering states in medical education, with arguably one of the largest number of medical colleges for undergraduation, post-graduation and super specializations. And the number of doctors who are passing out from Tamil Nadu arguably is among one of the top states in the country. And today, now for the last 6 years, the reason why we are opposing the NEET is because the purpose of having a medical exam where the state government was controlling it was where people even from villages were given opportunities where they could become doctors at some point in time. But this NEET has become a situation where people from either a CBSE school or people who have gone to NEET coaching centers for anything between 2 years to 4 years. These are the people who are able to get an admission into medical colleges. And like you, when you said that 25 lakh students are writing, the number of students who are getting entry into NEET and becoming a doctor is only 1 lakh.
But Dr. Veeraswamy, you know, one point can be that a centralized system actually helps students from all parts of India. Why take multiple exams of multiple universities? And, you know, sometimes dates also collide. So this has, you know, ensured that students take one exam and then the counseling happens and then they enter the medical schools.
See, the thing is, if you ask the student the same question, if you are going to write a single exam in a given year, and if you are told that you are denied a seat, he does not have any other opportunity other than to write the exam again subsequently in another year. But whereas if he is not being able to succeed somewhere, he still has an opportunity, he or she still has an opportunity to go to another place and try. And also this NEET, one of the draconian points of this NEET exam is those students who want to go abroad and study. Even they have to have cleared NEET if they want to go and study abroad, where even in the self-financing colleges, where the cost of education in India is considered one of the highest in the world, where we are talking about 1 crore is the total amount required, minimum, or maybe higher. Whereas if you go to other countries, like if you remember about the Ukraine-Russia war, so many doctors were studying over there, and their total expenditure would have been only about 30 or 40 lakhs. But you have imposed the saying that even if you want to go abroad and study, unless you have cleared NEET, you will not be permitted to go abroad for medical education.
Dr. Veeraswamy, I get your point, but I'm going to move away from politics and politicians and bring the real stakeholder in the story now. And these are students, parents.
I have one point before I leave.
Yes, students and parents who are joining us here in the studio. Hariom and Harsh and Vikas, three of you together. I'm going to begin with you, Harsh. The meeting that you had with the education minister, there were a lot of assurances that were given. Did you come out feeling satisfied that there would be some positive movement or movement in the right direction?
Yeah, matlab sari baatein unhone sahi se kari hain, but problem yahan pe hai ki aap mujhe un bachchon se kaise aage nikalenge jo bachche cheating karke humse aage pahunch gaye. आप उन बच्चों को कैटेगराइज कैसे करेंगे जो हमसे चीटिंग करके आगे पहुंच गए. आप सिर्फ 1563 बच्चों को ही देख रहे हैं, आप नहीं देख रहे हैं कि जो 20 से 25,000 बच्चे चीटिंग कर करके हमसे आगे निकल गए उनको क्यों नहीं आप एक्सक्लूड कर रहे हो. मतलब उन बच्चों को तो हटाइए ना. आप उन बच्चों को हटाने के लिए अगर आपके पास कोई सिस्टम है तो उनको हटाइए, लेकिन अगर नहीं सिस्टम है तो आप दोबारा से पेपर कराइए. और आप बोल रहे हैं कि ये चीज जो है सुप्रीम कोर्ट के पास गई है. सुप्रीम कोर्ट भी मतलब बात को सुनने को तैयार नहीं है कि पेपर लीक हुआ है. आप डायरेक्ट एनटीए ने जो कह दिया कि हाँ 1563 बच्चों को हमने ग्रेस मार्क दिया, तो सीधा सीधा मान लिया कि 1563 बच्चों को ग्रेस मार्क दिया है. आप नहीं चेक करा रहे कि 1563 कौन से 1563 बच्चों को आपने ग्रेस मार्क दिया.
सो यू आर रेजिंग दोस क्वेश्चंस. व्हाट अबाउट यू विकास?
मैम एक्चुअली जो 1563 बच्चों को ग्रेस मार्क्स देने का प्रावधान दिया था एनटीए ने, उस चीज में मैम 6 स्टूडेंट्स ऐसे थे झज्जर हरियाणा के सेंटर के, जिन स्टूडेंट्स को ग्रेस मार्क्स दिए गए ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ टाइम लैग. बट मैम वहां के प्रिंसिपल ने ऑलरेडी ये कहा है कि वहां पर कोई टाइम लैग नहीं हुआ, जो एग्जाम है वो सिस्टमैटिकली बिल्कुल ठीक हुआ है.
तो किस बेसिस पे ग्रेस मार्क्स दिया गया?
यस मैम, दिस इज माय क्वेश्चन कि किस बेसिस पर उन 6 स्टूडेंट्स को ग्रेस मार्क्स दिया गया जबकि वहां पर कोई टाइम लैग नहीं है, और उन 6 स्टूडेंट्स के खिलाफ कोई एक्शन क्यों नहीं लिया गया? या एनटीए के खिलाफ इस चीज के ऊपर कोई एक्शन क्यों नहीं लिया गया जब उनको ग्रेस मार्क्स दिए, कोई टाइम लैग नहीं है, एग्जाम सिस्टमैटिकली हुआ है, पूरा ठीक हुआ है, देन एनटीए वाई and they give grace marks to those students.
Dr. Archana, would you respond to them? You know, because these are valid questions. Yes, so, you know, they are of the opinion that there is no level playing field, that they are starting at a disadvantage.
I seem to have a different perspective. See, we are a huge country. And up until now, we've been holding exams. There's the UPSC exam, there's the NEET PG, there's the IIT, there are millions of exams. And in a country where you're running a NEET MBBS entrance at 5,000 centers, some 600, 500, whatever, cities are stakeholders, there are bound to be some bit of irregularities. One cannot deny that. It's a huge exam. But at the same time, Let's not think that NTA has any vested interest against A or B or C, or a pro interest against in favor of anybody else. Let's give them the benefit of being a neutral agency. I do agree, as the minister said, an inquiry if needed, an evaluation if needed, an audit if needed should be done, and the people who are who have done the irregularity are put to task. Yes, I do quite agree to that.
The sheer arbitrary nature is what the students are questioning. Hariom ji, aap bhi gaye the mantri ji se milne ke liye.
उन्होंने विश्व कम करूंगा. मैं कुछ बताना चाहता हूं. अभी जो मैंने सुना है कि जैसे ही आपने कहा कि कोई क्लू नहीं है कि चीटिंग हुई है, मैं सवाल एक छोटा सा करना चाहता हूं एनटीए वालों से, अगर उनको लाइव कीजिएगा ट्विस्ट पे, कि यदि अभी जो खबर आई थी कि स्कूल में बम है, स्कूल में बम की सूचना आई थी, कहां से आई थी, छोटी सी सूचना थी, स्कूल खाली करा दिए गए, बच्चों को बुला लिया गया तुरंत दिल्ली जैसे शहर में, यदि फ्लाइट में सूचना मिल जाए छोटी सी कि फ्लाइट में बम है, तो क्या फ्लाइट को बुला लिया जाएगा? नहीं, फ्लाइट रोकी जाएगी, जांच की जाएगी. उससे भी बड़ा इशू है कि जो एमबीबीएस मुन्ना भाई जा रहे बनने के लिए, ये उससे कई गुना बड़ा है क्राइम. ये बहुत बड़ा क्राइम है, इस पर जांच होनी चाहिए. बांबर से बड़ी क्राइम है ये.
सो द ओनली वे आउट इज कंप्लीट इन्वेस्टिगेशन इज व्हाट हरिओम जी हियर इज सेइंग. यस प्लीज गो अहेड डॉक्टर मनीष.
या बेसिकली there are a lot of proofs are also found, like in Patna also, in Godhra also, there are a lot of FIR and some proof also found ki paper was leaked actually. So it should be cancelled. The only solution is to, they should, NTA should cancel the paper actually. I know in 2013 the NEET was announced. The purpose was just to, you know, lot of exam used to be there in every state actually, to make it uniform exam and to control the, you know, cheatings and leaked. In state exam also there used to be very much leaking of the papers, like I also have seen in my time also. I appeared in 2012 actually. So there used to be a lot of case in state exam actually. But to counter that, the NEET was established in 2013. But still in 2014 there were a lot of cases that NEET paper was leaked, and still now till 10 years have passed and still the paper are being leaked, and this is very bad. They are playing with the lives of human beings. Common human being and apply with, okay, of the students also.
Okay, Praneet, the question here is that the government says that there has been no leak per se, and there's no evidence of leak per se, and it's of course a subject of investigation. Because of the Supreme Court's intervention, we are seeing a lot of course correction as well. So in immediate future, what is the way out of this? You know, there are students here, you know, Harsh and Vikas, who are of the opinion that the exams should be scrapped completely. It should not be only retest for these 1,500 odd students.
I think, Maria, there are bound to be a diversity of views when there are about 23 lakh students who have taken the exam, students who very rightfully feel outraged about the irregular or anomalous kind of results which have come forth. But to take a step to say that the entire exam should be cancelled is slightly premature, because the senior most authorities in the country are investigating it. And I think the investigation needs to follow a very thorough and full course to restore faith for not just the students who have taken the exam this year, but the students who will take the exams in the future as well, to make sure that the integrity of the exam is held sacrosanct. To that extent, in your conversation with the education minister, Dharmendra Pradhanji, I think he came out saying that if at all that there is any wrongdoing, you know, this is not to say that there is no wrongdoing. If at all that there is any wrongdoing, then whoever has been involved should be punished. But at this stage, that has not been established. Yes, there are a number of smoking guns and in terms of various states where these allegations have come forth, there seems to be some preliminary evidence. They need to be taken to a logical course. Firstly, to conclusively establish whether by CBI or the other agencies, whether any malpractices have been done. And then to the extent of the malpractices, only then, once we've gathered as a nation, we have transparency about the full facts over there, can the next course of action be taken.
Okay.
But I think what is most important, it's not the question of any political party or any interest. It's really the students, 24 lakh students who've taken the exam, their 50 odd lakh parents and students who'll take that in the future. It's the faith in the system per se, not the NTA, not a political party, not an organization. Is the faith in the system which has definitely been shaken, that needs to be restored.
Yes.
And the investigation needs to be undertaken.
Yes. Let me bring in the two students again here who are joining us. Kashish, we have one more student, Arushi. Kashish and Arushi, let's have them on the screen. What are your thoughts? Are you hopeful that things will get fixed? Or are you also of the opinion, as Harsh and Vikas are saying here in the studio, that the only way out is complete retest of all 24 lakh students?
Ma'am, I have hope in the Supreme Court, because the decision regarding the grace marks was a good decision, and I am in favor of it. But as Archana ma'am said, that let us give NTA a benefit of a neutral agency. NTA is not at all a neutral agency because the registration window was opened before 2 days, which has not been given any reason yet. They have not yet specified why the registration window was open, as they defended it was given for stakeholders. I don't think it makes sense. And after that, they were proven guilty yesterday in court. And a guilty agency cannot be said a neutral agency. This is completely wrong. We don't have any trust in NTA. If the exam is being conducted from scrap, I firmly insist it must not be conducted by NTA. Some other agency, be it NMC or any other agency, must be given the opportunity to conduct the examination because we do not trust NTA at any point of time.
Okay, so you don't trust NTA. What about you, Arushi?
Not at all.
I do not believe, again, NTA conducting the exam again would be the same problem over again because issues have risen. But I do not believe in a re-exam for everyone because it is a torture and pain for every student who has already prepared for 2 years to write it again with no preparation within the time span that NTA gave for this 1563 students. They got a time span of 10 days. If that time span is given to students again, there's no assurance to anything.
Okay, so the student community, of course, is also divided where there should be a total retest, as some of them are saying here in the studio. And those who we have on the show also are of the opinion that it should not be for all. But perhaps NTA is not the right agency to conduct an exam going ahead. Sumit Jain is the co-founder of Unacademy. Sumit, lots being said about the stake of institutes such as yours, the coaching shops, that you all have been building this narrative around NEET and inefficiency of NTA. Sumit.
Yeah, what is the question? Can you come again?
So I want to understand from you the questions being raised regarding the role of educational institute or coaching institutes such as yours. In general, that the coaching institutes have become such a big stakeholder, more than the students, because they have to go ahead and publicize this in the papers and say that, you know, they have the rank one holders and you know, their business is dependent on the ranking.
See, our business is dependent upon the deserving candidates, deserving students getting through the NEET examination. And for example, this year, we were the first company to announce that we will not announce the ranks because we identified that there was some problem with the ranks. We did not know about grace marks. We did not know about such a high rank inflation, but we knew that something wrong happened. Right now, if I'm talking about, we are suffering along with the students because students who have studied with us, lakhs of students who have studied with us, who deserve to crack NEET, did not crack NEET. This year, I can tell you that 25,000 plus students would have cracked NEET who did not deserve, and people who deserved did not crack it. So the whole effort which we put, which students put in last 2 years, 3 years studying for NEET, has gone all in vain. Just to give you an idea about the in rank inflation we are talking about here is, last year we got more than 600 plus rank score. We got 30,000 students getting 600 plus score in NEET. This year it was 81,000. We got 51,000 more students getting the marks, which will get them a government seat. So why is there such a high inflation in 600 plus score, while the inflation is not there when it comes to score like 200, 300? So there has been definitely misconduct in either paper leak or conducting the examination. Our interest is to make sure that the prestige, the trust of the students on an examination like NEET does not go away. Because the students who are talking to us and telling that should they prepare for NEET next year, because if this is going to be the future of NEET examination, where the chances of you becoming doctor is not dependent upon you, how hard you are studying physics, chemistry, biology.
Praneeth, will you please respond to Sumit?
No. Want me to respond?
Yes. So the larger question is, how will the students take their, idea of education forward if there is an institution they do not believe is conducting exams in a free and fair manner?
Yeah. Hi, Mariam. Hi. Keshav here. Let me explain things in the different perspective.
Yes. Okay?
We are talking about rank inflation. As Sumit has told, this year the problem is rank inflation. Let's understand why. What is this rank inflation? Why it is happening? Last year we have three All India rankers. Today we have 61 all-India rank, right? Now, if you see, 17 is original all-India ranker, which has got 720 out of 720. 44 people have come to all-India rank because of the bonus marks awarded for the physics item question. Now, I have been telling, I have been watching all the coaching institutes, stalwart coming at the coaches, TV. Nobody has talked about this statement, the physics problem. Everybody wants to put under the carpet. Now, why you want to put under the carpet? You tell me this. If 17 students have got the All India rank, 44 has got the grace marks or bonus marks, how they have got it? Who created this confusion? On the date of exam, you go back and look into all the video stream from coaching stream. Everybody predicted that 20 people will come into All India rank. Everybody. Because I'm getting 4 from this institute, 4 from that institute. So 17 is not a big number. Everybody knows that 20 or 70 people can come. These 44 people, let us study of the 44 people. They have answered the physics question wrong. I am pained by seeing this, that Mr. Alak Pandey, who is a physics teacher, has never told that this answer is wrong and NTA has given marks for the wrong answer. Has never told. He's a physics teacher. He should tell what is the real fact as an expert. Is that atom of most elements are right or atom of few elements are right? Now, what you are taking excuse of? Old book and new book. I want to debug this in National TV. I have this 2023 book here in my hand. Page number 303, atom summary, point number 5. It says atom of most element. I have old book, 2019, page number 433, atom, point number 5, atom of most element. Who has created this confusion? Coaching should have created this confusion. I wanted to know how this, who has appealed this thing, right? You know, 0.005% of the student appealed against this question. 0.005, 13,000 people. They should be going to Supreme Court and today I have to send legal notice. I have to go to court after answering correct option. This is what the state of affairs we have created.
So, but you are
now,
essentially...
Now, how did this happen?
Yes, right? Sir.
I will tell you, Maria, how did this happen?
Go ahead.
I went to the Telegram channel. I went to the internet. I saw that coaching institutes giving copy of a 2018 book saying that go kids challenge your question. In 2024, who reads 2018 book for appearing 2024 needs? And I am appealing to Mr. Pradhan, Education Minister, not only grace marks, remove the marks for the coaching question. And I can prove you, I'm a student of a statistics. Let me give you the number in the perspective. And this will be useful for all coaching institutes. You know what? You have 61 students on the rank number one. Out of that, 44 has done wrong answer. 72% rank inflation has happened at rank one because of this one question. 72% rank inflation. Nobody is talking about this. Right? Now we come back to this point. You know what? 715 marks start from 81 rank. There are 14 people in between. Two people who are 718, 719. They are out. 11 students have not answered this question and they are 716. Nobody is talking about their injustice.
Keshavji, you know what? I must if say, you are a very involved father and Arushi is very fortunate to have a father in you who is, you know, so much involved that he's gone into each and every aspect of it. Praneeth, will you please respond to him because his concerns
look,
are...
one point. Maria, one minute. I'll just yes, sir. That. I'll just yes, give sir. A minute. Right?
Go
otherwise,
ahead.
I'll tell you. So you understand this. If your topper, 72% people have marked it wrong, what will be the state of affair at 650, 630, 640? Now, nobody is speaking about this because people are saying everybody has got the marks. You know what has happened? NTA has given 5 marks to hide their grace scam. You know, if they would have not declared this 44 people in the list, 17 people were topper, 6 would have been from grace marks. Whole India would have hesitated. Out of 67, 6 looks a small number. You are giving a shield to NTA about this question. And again, I'm telling you, I have conducted 200 exams using OMR sheet. You know how it works? OMR sheet, you scan it, you get the data in Excel sheet. After that, you have software which will give you result. Now, there is no software which has a grace mark system. NTA would have not created software that I will use a grace mark in 2024. What it means? They would have modified the Excel sheet. Have they modified Excel sheet of 1563 or they have modified it of 15,000? Who will answer this?
Okay, now, I'll ask both Praneeth and Dr. Archana here to respond to this. Praneet, will you please start?
Sure. I think the point really here is that whenever there are such aberrations which are so statistically anomalous and so improbable that the situation points very strongly to a situation, to a conclusion that, you know, there seems to be some kind of irregularity, then the right way forward is for a very thorough probe to the satisfaction of everyone concerned. And till such time as the probe has reached its logical conclusion, which everyone is welcoming, nobody's trying to withstand that, we should really wait to see. And then subject to what that comes forth, there should be transparency about the mechanism and all the aspects which were probed as well, not just, you know, one or two aspects, because there are a number of questions which are coming forth over here. So each of these points need to be probed deeply and shared transparently with everyone to make sure that the faith of not just the exam this year, but moving forward is restored for everybody.
There are very specific points that have been raised by Mr. Keshav here, Dr. Archana. And I think all those, he is himself a statistician, so he understands the gaps which are visible for him. So somebody has to address those concerns.
Absolutely. I'm so impressed with Mr. Keshav as a father. I wish we had more such involved parents. But saying that, I'm sure he's raised some very valid statistical points. And those need to be taken up by whatever's the investigating agency. Figure out and fix them. It's as simple as that. It may sound very pragmatic, but then really to put 23 lakh people's future at stake by retesting, vis-a-vis figuring out, you know, that small fraction where this statistical error may have happened and fixing that, I think the logical answer is to fix the smaller fraction.
Keshavji, will you respond to this?
Yeah, so I'm just...
Should it be exams for all 23 lakhs, some thousand students who appeared? Or should it be only for a fraction of them?
I'll tell you, no exam, because ruling of Supreme Court, High Court, on 2004, same medical exam is very clear that no retest can be done. Okay? Same ruling says that the answer key of original answer key has to be used if there is a confusion. NTA has created this confusion in life. I'm telling you, the moment you take out this marks thing, NTA will not have option to change the data. I am humbly requesting to Honorable Supreme Court, please ask NTA to submit the result without the bonus marks. No change in the software, no change in the data. And I can tell you, rank inflation will reduce by 75% guaranteed. At rank one, you have people who are 75% people are answering this question. And every question institute knows that if a question is tough and you go back and give marks to that question, rank inflation will happen. This is known.
So when you're saying rank inflation, break it down for us. Here there are two students who have got 600.
Yes, ma'am. 629.
29 and 600? 27. 27. What will be their rank then?
I'll tell you. I'll just give you a rank inflation. My daughter has got 695. You know, one student got 696 by bonus marks. The difference of rank is 700. 700 difference of rank is there. And you assume that this is fair given. Again, you go back and look into if this is done from the back end and somebody has given grace marks to other people, what will be the rank reason? And that's what I'm saying. The moment Supreme Court says that no change in the database, NTA will have a fair, without grace marks, without bonus, this is the rank list that will come. Now, before the test, if there is a leak, right, before the test, there is a cheating, mass labor leak, right, that is a separate problem. That will not be solving this issue. Rank inflation will not get solved. Again, to the point I'm telling you, Alak Pandey has been putting the point saying that there is a mass leak. Trust me, you cannot have mass leak. His own point is invalidating.
Okay. Keshavji, there is a father here, Hari Om Ji, who actually met the education minister earlier today. He has a question.
Aapki beti se main ABP News ke maape mila tha. आपकी बेटी ने बताया था एक क्वेश्चन कि एक बच्ची इसके साथ कोचिंग करती है और उसकी माँ की डेथ हो गई और उसके नंबर अब 60-50 आए हैं 650 उसे नहीं जबकि उसने माँ की मौत भी नहीं मनाई. ऐसे बच्चों के साथ क्राइम हुआ है. आप कहते छोटा डर है, आपकी बच्ची कहती कितना बड़ा डर है. सोचिए, आपकी बच्ची कहती बहुत बड़ा मास लेवल पे है, लेकिन आप क्यों चाहते हैं नहीं हमारी बच्ची. आप विश्वास करिए अपनी बच्ची पर कि आपकी बच्ची चोपड़ा की तरह भाला फिर उतनी ही फेंकेगी. जैसे आज आपकी रैंक कम जा रही है, आपकी बच्ची फिर इतना ही नंबर लाएगी अगर रिनेट होगा और वो फिर आगे जाएगी. आपके स्पोर्ट्स है कि
दुबे जी मैं बिहार से हुआ बताता हूँ, मैं आपको बताता हूँ, मैं सिस्टम में आप ये समझिए कि दोबारा टेस्ट होगा, दोबारा पेपर कैसा होगा, ऐसा नहीं होता है, राइट? आप समझते हैं ना बात?
कैसा भी पेपर होगा,
बच्चे आपको बता रहा, मतलब आपके बच्चे का अगर रैंक इन्फ्लेशन कम हो गया तो सीट मिल जाएगा, आप इस बात को समझिए।
आपकी बच्ची दोबारा पेपर देगी तो निश्चित क्वालिफाई करके अच्छे रैंक पे जाएगी, कम नहीं होगी। विश्वास तो करिए बच्चे पे, मैं विश्वास करता हूँ बच्चे पे, पेपर दोबारा होगा तो ये भाला उतना ही फेंकेगा चोपड़ा की तरह। आप क्यों विश्वास करते हो अपने बच्चे पे?
दुबे जी बता रहे हैं दोबारा टेस्ट करने में, आप बताता हूँ बच्चे पर अभी स्ट्रेस पूछिए, 3 महीना टाइम कम से कम देना पड़ेगा बच्चों को प्रिपेयर करने के लिए दोबारा टेस्ट के लिए।
10 दिन के बाद एनटीए ने कहा मैं इतने बच्चों को पेपर कराता हूँ, तो एनटीए थोड़ा बढ़ा के पेपर करा ले, 600 के अंदर पूरा करा ले, 500 के अंदर करा ले, फीस भी दोबारा ले ले, चाहे पूरा करा दे जब वो उतने को कवर कर सकती है। आप जैसे क्वेश्चन है, एक साड़ी एक घंटे में सूखती है तो 100 साड़ियां भी एक घंटे में सूखेंगी, चाहे आप 250 पेपर कराएं, चाहे 1500 कराएं, चाहे 24 लाख कराएं, पेपर उतने ही समय में होंगे। फर्क है आपके पैसे का खर्च पड़ेगा, बोझ तो आप बच्चों से पैसे ले लें, पेपर कराएं, लेकिन शुद्धता से कराएं।
द फोर स्टूडेंट्स ऑन द पैनल ऑन आवर स्क्रीन नाउ एंड ट्राई एंड गेट देयर व्यूज बिकॉज दे आर केशव जी, आई एम गोइंग टू कम बैक टू यू, बट लेट मी गेट अ वर्ड फ्रॉम आरुषि एज वेल, who has been patiently listening to her father, Kashish, and two students here, Harsh and Vikas. Let's have them on the screen. Beginning with you, Harsh.
Yeah.
Of course, the jury is divided whether it should be all of you taking the exams or just a select few. But if there is a problem in the entire mark system, and particularly the grace, on arbitrariness of the manner in which the grace marks are given, then how much will you fight?
ग्रेस मार्क्स से बहुत ज्यादा अंतर नहीं आया, क्योंकि दिक्कतें क्या है कि लीक की मेन मेजर इशू है। अब मैम बोली है कि जैसे कि 5000 सेंटर्स हैं तो छोटा मोटा ह्यूमन एरर हो जाता है। जब आज हम एनटीए के डायरेक्टर एनटीए के सर से मिलने गए तो वहां इतना सिक्योरिटी लगा रखा है आपने कि वहां एरर नहीं हो रहा है, वहां एक भी बच्चा अंदर नहीं आ पा रहा है, और आपका पेपर एक निकल आ रहा है बाहर से, मतलब आपका पेपर एक निकल सकता है लेकिन वहां बच्चा एक एंट्री एरर से कर जाए तो हो जाए, तो मैं मान लू कि यहां एरर हो रहा है। आप जिस दिन जहां पेपर रखवा रहे हैं सेंटर पे, वहां भी तो सिक्योरिटी पहुंचा सकते हैं आप। सारी सिक्योरिटी क्या मिनिस्ट्री के लिए है क्या? आज अगर एक भी बच्चा पेपर लीक, मतलब बच्चा एक भी एंट्री कर जाए वहां पे, वो नहीं कर सकता है। लेकिन आप जो है पेपर लीक कहां हो रहा है कि जहां रखे गए सेंटर पे, आपने पूरा ट्रस्ट कर लिया सेंटर पे कि हाँ ये पूरा सिक्योरिटी देंगे, लेकिन वहां से एक पेपर निकल गया और आप कह रहे हैं कि छोटा सा इशू है। एक पेपर अगर निकल जाएगा तो फोटो तो उसकी कितनी बना लो।
आई थिंक द शेयर फ्रस्ट्रेशन इज एक्चुअली हैज टू बी यू नो सीन फ्रॉम अ वेरी human prism. It cannot be about we conduct exams at a huge scale, so these are, you know, errors which happen. This is not error, it's about these young lives. Yes, Vikas. Yes,
ma'am. Actually, jaise ki sir ne bataya ki rank inflation jo hai bonus marks ki wajah se hua hai, but ma'am bonus marks ki wajah se itna huge rank inflation nahi ho sakta ki ma'am 600 se upar nearly 50,000 ya 60,000 students ekdam se aa jayenge sirf 5 marks ke us bonus marks ki wajah se. Wo to ma'am already.
Okay, so let's ask that to Keshav ji. Keshav, will you respond to this?
So,
that
yes,
because of that, can you have a you know rank inflation of such a level?
Yes, I'll tell you. There are two factors, right? There's a conspiracy theory. Assume that inside NTA people have done the rank inflation. Let's assume that for the argument's sake. Huh. How they were giving grace marks to 1563, they gave 15,000, right? How can they do this? They have to modify the original letter. Right? That is the only way, because exam is done. OMR seat is rare. And NTA says that before exam there is no problem. Now I'll tell you the student that has asked. I'm just giving because I have the data for the first rank. Right, beta? First rank, there are 61 people. The moment bonus is removed, 44 will be out. What will be the rank at first rank? 17 only. So 72% people will be out. And each rank, you can tell me, 72% people will go down. This is how the rank inflation will reduce. You will not able to understand. This is statistics.
Okay.
You have to apply that thought process that on first rank, 72 people are gone. Then below. And who is going? The people who have answered wrong. It's not that you are doing injustice to the people who are answering right. Right? People who have answered wrong, they will go down. And then people who have answered right, they will come up.
That's actually very well explained.
And each one 50%.
Okay.
I'll just give you an example.
Arushi and Kashish.
One simple example I'll give.
Okay.
If suppose Arushi. There are 100 people are running, right? I'm just giving a simple example, just to give you. 100 people are running, last 1 second, 10 people have qualified. You decide that, no, give grace marks to 20 people. 20 people also qualify. Rank inflation is 30. You remove these guys. Rank is 10. This is simple logic. One question in NEET, and it takes time for people to apprehend. Okay. And that's why I'm saying that go back and look into the data of the rank one.
And before I slip into a short break, let me get views also from the two girls who are NEET aspirants, Kashish and Arushi. Arushi, clearly your dad is very well, you know, informed, and he's involved in the entire process. My question is, are you of the opinion that there should be a retest, as some students are thinking? A total retest.
I still do not believe that a retest should happen, because as people are saying, there's a leak. There's also people saying there's not a leak. I think both of them have viewpoints that are not yet proved. Also, looking at those 1,563 students who are getting only 10 days to write another test, if that happens all over India, I don't think a lot of people will be prepared mentally, emotionally, because there is so much preparation that goes behind writing one exam. How do you think you will repeat all of that within 10 days? Have you studied the last 40 days continuously after NEET, waiting for writing another exam? I don't think anyone has studied until results came and rank inflation happened. And if they are ready to give an exam in 10 days, that is very rare. And if you prepared for 2 years to write one exam, how can you write it again within 10 days? I feel like everyone has lost momentum. And it is a very unreasonable request to write a exam. If paper leak is proved,
So then in that case, for you, are of the opinion that your score 675, right? That's the marks that you
695.
Got. 695. 695. You'll be able to, if there is a retest, then at 695, you will be able to get a good school, good medical college.
If I score a 695 again in a retest, that score came after studying continuously for 2 years.
So if you don't, because you're not among those 1,563 students, then what happens with you?
If they give enough time, even then retest is very unreasonable. It takes 2 years to prepare for one exam, and another time preparing it takes so much to come back and go through that stress again. Personally, do not believe a retest is viable.
Some retest might not be a good option for everybody. And in fact, for myself, it is not a very good option, because the same problem is here. I have prepared 2 years for the exam, and now I'm not ready to prepare for it within 10 days or the court gives the time. But my problem is, if there is a leak, then re-NEET is the only option left, and we have to go through it. There is no other option, because paper leaks cannot be identified individually, as I feel. And if the concerned agency is ready to identify paper leaks at different levels and in the states and all the centers, if they are caught and punished in a good way, then certainly we, all of us, are getting a good score, and we will certainly score a medical college in this score. If this score was last year, we got this score, then we would have scored a medical college yet. So we don't actually have a problem, and we are not adamant over it for a re-NEET. We actually want a fair counseling. We want a good college, and we want a good seat. That is it.
That's a fair enough expectation, certainly. So continue to be with us. We are slipping into a short break. After that, we'll be back on the big fight, and I will request all the panelists for their last comments. Welcome back. We are in conversation with students, parents, coaching institute heads, teachers. All of them are having different views. But the larger question, which is certainly there, and larger consensus, I would say, that the sheer faith in this institution called NTA has been shaken. And parents are of the opinion that perhaps there is a need for a re-NEET, complete retest, or some are of the opinion that the evaluation should, the process of evaluation should change. Praneet Mungali and Keshav Kudnakar, please come in, and also Dr. Manish here in the studio, and share your last thoughts. I'm going to begin with you, and also Sumit. Sumit, starting with you, there are a lot of layers within layers, but one thing is becoming clear, that overall the evaluation is an issue. Correction is needed at that stage as well.
Yes. See, the first and foremost, what we should do, we should put a stay on the counseling, which is happening on 6th of July. We are trying to take a decision in hurry, which is really not the right thing. Should we do re-need? Should we not? I think the decision is not very easy. It has to be thought through. I request that there should be a judicial inquiry, independent and completely thorough inquiry by the Supreme Court. We should put a stay on the counseling, because there is no point that you are giving seats to the students and taking the seats back is also going to break a lot of hearts.
Okay, so put a stay on counseling. What are your views, yes, Dr. Manish?
My view is that both are government agency, police and the NTA. Hmm. And both are against contradictory to each other. Like police is saying the paper was leaked. Hmm. And NTA is not accepting this fact actually. This is very bad. And they are playing with the lives of students also. Along with that, they are playing with the life of common public also. If the person who got the paper leaked and who become the doctor later, खुदा ना खास्ता कि वो डॉक्टर आपका ट्रीटमेंट करे या आपको कुछ ऐसा हेल्थ इश्यू हो, तो ये बहुत ही गलत है. पब्लिक के साथ भी खिलवाड़ हो रहा है, स्टूडेंट के साथ हो रहा है, तो पेपर कैंसिल होना चाहिए.
I think, Maria, this is the exact kind of a scenario for which the Public Examination, the Prevention of Unfair Means Act has been enacted. That if at the end of this wrongdoing, anybody is found guilty, whether there are rogue elements or there are aspects, etc., there should be exemplary punishment. And at the very minimum, a very thorough probe has to be initiated to get answers to all the anomalies and all the questions for the sake of the faith of all the students who've taken the exam this year, as well as those who will take in the future, to be restored.
Okay, just enough time for the last comment to Keshav Karunakar, father of Arushi.
Yeah, so first thing I want to, again, let merit win. And I, whatever I have submitted, that let Supreme Court have merit list based on the without grace marks, without bonus mark, original answer sheet, original OMR sheet, let NTA show that, because that is the credibility loss for NTA. Now, I have humble request to all the teachers who are spearheading. Please understand, whatever you are speaking, it is going to the mind of 17-year, 16-year. Don't create a situation where people don't believe the system. You are one place, you are saying that question is leaked. Every question is sold at 50 lakhs or 25 lakh rupees. And you are second place, you are saying that it's leaked at a max level. You only have given a video of how modus operandi work. A student goes to hostel, a student goes to hostel, then 20 people are put there, and again you come back as if the mass leak has happened. Someone who is buying a 25 lakh rupees, 30 lakh rupees book, question will not sell it. Please don't create this situation. I humble request to this. You get YouTube live, that is fine, but don't do this. Second, today Godhra situation, you see, I saw the video of Godhra center. You know what? 20 people have paid 10 lakh rupees to get the center fixed. That's fine. But one student has qualified. Just one student. Trust me, the people who leak the question, people who get this, they don't come in 705, 720. This is Grace Mark has brought it. You will never find a guy who is doing the paper leak getting, they just want to qualify, need father wants to pay money and get to private college.
All right.
Creating a situation where everybody wants to disbelieve it. Trust me, I'm in the education system. When I gave my graduation, that time also there was leak.
Thank you.
You know, whole world knows one politician doctor became
MBBS. Thank you, sir. Thank you for all the thoughts that you have shared on the show. And we certainly hope that there is correction. And students here, actually, when they become doctors or they enter medical school, they feel confident about their future. So thank you so much to all the panelists who joined us. And that's all from me. I'll be joining you next week with another episode of The Big Fight. Thanks so much for watching.